So let's review. The Gemara previously discussed kankanim shel akum hechsher, the methods of purifying jugs of akum that are absorbed with the ayin nesach. The Gemara now proceeds with an incident involving Mar Ukva, who, when he came to Ginzik, was asked three questions to which he did not know the answer. After inquiring in the Beis Medrash, he received the following answers. The three questions and answers are, Mis'anan l'shoyis, or ein mis'anan l'shoyis? If one began to fast in the middle of the day, is a fast of hours considered a fast? And the answer is, Hilchosa mis'anan l'shoyis, vim hishlim mispal tfilis tainis. A fast of hours is considered a fast, and one recites Aneinu during Shemayna Esrei of Mincha. And Rashi explains, Kegen shekibul lav tainis mishay shoyis ulamalo, umi uloi tom klo mitchila kalayim avoloi l'shem tainis niskavim birishayna. He did not eat the other part of the day either. Kankanim shel evdik chav masurin oy mutarin. Are wine jugs of akum permitted to be used by Jews? And the answer is the hilchos of kankanim shel evdik chavim la'acha yud beis chedesh mutarin. Old wine jugs of akum are permitted after not having been used for 12 months because they have lost their tam yayin nesach. However, as Rashi adds, v'mrotz lishtam mishkoidim l'chein memalin b'mayim kadamarin. If he wants to use them before 12 months have elapsed, he must kasher them as taught earlier. What garments did Moshe wear when he performed the Avodah during the inaugural week of the Mishkan? And as Rashi explains, Moshe could not have used the Bigdei Kehuna because he was not a Kohen. And even the Avodah he was only able to do because of a special command of Hashem, but there is no mention there of what he should wear. And the answer is, B'chaluk lovin she'in bo imra. Moshe wore a white linen robe that had no seams so that no one would suspect him of taking coins from the treasury of the Mishkan. Rashi Masechtas Tainis says this is done to fulfill the pasuk "Be'yisim nekim Hashem miYisrael," and you shall always act in a way that is beyond suspicion. The previous Mishnah mentioned the machlekes regarding hacharzanim ba'azagin shel ebdik achavim, the seeds and peels of grapes of Akum. Remeir holds asurin, v'isurin isra'na. These are forbidden in all benefits because they contain yayin nesach, while the chacham hold that it depends. Lachen asurin, afilabana. If the peels and pit are still moist, they're forbidden in all benefits, because they contain yayin nesach. But if they're dried out, they're permitted even for consumption, because they do not contain yayin nesach. And the Gemara explains, Lachen kol yud beis chaydish, yiveshim la'ach yud beis chaydish. Before 12 months, they're considered moist, but after 12 months, they're considered dried out. The Gemara mentions several other utensils that absorb yayin nesach that become permitted after not being used for 12 months. The previous Mishnah proceeds with a machlekes regarding v'hamurjas, the fish sauce of the akum. Remeya holds asurin, v'isurin isra'na, the fish sauce is forbidden in all benefits because they mix yayin nesach into their fish sauce, while the chacham hold ein isurin isra'na, the fish sauce is forbidden only from consumption but is permitted in other benefits. As Tosfos explains, the machlekes is only regarding murjas shabali batim, the fish sauce produced by homeowners. And only here Remeya holds there is a concern for yayin nesach because since their murjas is of poor quality, they need to add yayin nesach to enhance the taste. However, as the Braisa here says, Murius Uman, Pam Rishon V'Sheni Mutter, all agree that regarding fish sauce produced by storekeepers, the first and second batch is permitted, and there is no concern beyond Nesach, because the Nafish, Shumnayu, Leitzaruch Lemirmi Buhu Chamra. Since the Murius is still of rich quality, there's no need to add Yayin Nesach. However, Shlishi Aser, the third batch, and further, are forbidden, because since the Murius is now of poor quality, there is a need to add Yayin Nesach. Mishnah continues with the machlokes regarding Givinas Beis Unaiki shel Evdik Achavim, the cheese that is produced by Akum in the city of Beis Unaiki. Remeir holds Asurin, the Isurin Isra Hana, the cheese is forbidden in all benefits. While the Chacham holds Ein Isurin Isra Hana, the cheese is forbidden only from consumption but is permitted in other benefits. The Gemara explains the machlokes as follows. The cheese is made in the keva, the stomach of animals. And Shar Behemis Ein Ishchot in Lavoides Kachavim, most animals are not slaughtered for Avoides Zara, and the Mutaba Hana. However, Rav Agalim shall Eisir Nishchat and Lavoides Kachavim. Most calves in the city Beis Unaiki are slaughtered for Avodah Zarah and are also Ba'ana. However, as part of the total of all animals, the Rav Agalim are only a Miut Behemoth. Therefore, the Machlokes is as follows. Remeir holds Cheshinan Lemi'uta. We must be concerned for the minority that the cheese was made in the keva of Agalim shall Beis Unaiki that are slaughtered for Avodah Zarah and are also Ba'ana. While the Chacham hold Holchen Acha Reif, we go with the majority of all kavis that are not slaughtered from Avodah Zarah and are not Asabana. The Gemara explains, however, that if only the minority of calves in Beis Unaiki were slaughtered from Avodah Zarah, then even Remei would agree that we go with the majority of all kavis that are Mutabana, because Havali Mi'uta de Mi'uta, Velechayesh Remeir, since there are two Reifs against the Mi'ut, both the majority of all animals and the majority of the Egli Beis Unaiki that are Mutabana, therefore we're not concerned for the Mi'ut. In the next review, we will discuss the Chacham's opinion as to why Givinas Akum Asurim Ba'Achila.